vacation.
Have you ever been stuck at a table next to a diehard vegan who thinks bees are forced labor and they should sue the human race for honey theft, bee movie style? I know I have. Well, this ought to help you deal. There is a real heated debate among vegans. They don't want animals to be harmed, yet honey is delicious. What do you do? So you've got some vegans that will justify eating it because it doesn't really seem to be more than an inconvenience to the bees, and then some that think that in order to consider yourself a real, actual vegan human being, you can't be okay with harm coming to any animal, including insects. And I ask you, how bad do they really feel about the gnats they squished on their windshield driving to the farmer's market to get their organic sprouts and gluten-free pita? Let me ask you, vegans, and you can call me, 888-344-1170, do you have pets? And do you give your pets flea baths, flea collars, flea drops, tick shampoo, or deworming medicine? If you do, then by your logic, you are harming animals. The obvious issue here is that insects wound up being wedged under the animal kingdom umbrella, even though they have physical attributes that are completely alien to everything else on the planet. Do you know what we've got to do? We've got to get them reclassified into their own little multi-legged, bug-eyed kingdom so we can stop calling them animals. Because that's really the only way to force these unreasonable xenomorph-loving weirdos to trying to stop dictate how others live and what will eventually wind up hurting our whole planet. Oh, bees are different, you say. Bees are nice. They're cute, like in the movie. No, they're not. They'll sting you just as soon as look at you. Is a bee to be treated any differently than a flea? Because the flea causes harm and a bee doesn't, right? I think anyone who's been stung will beg to differ. But does the bee have more feelings or deserve more respect than a termite? Do vegans just let termites devour and destroy their homes? I don't think they do. Don't make a blanket statement unless you can really follow through with it, guys. And if you want to save something, save the people and the planet that we live on. A diet that consumes some animals, in fact, uses less land than a diet that is strictly plant-based. That's right. You're saving the planet when you eat animals. Called land use efficiency. You have got to sort out your priorities. And do you vegans have dogs? And do you give your dogs a vegetarian diet or a vegan diet? Because you're sparing the animal that gets used for their food, but then you're being cruel and unnatural to your dog. You can't win. Dogs are not vegetarians or vegans to any degree. They don't thrive well that way. They have sharp teeth because their natural prey is animals. Yes, we're going to go there. Sharp teeth. I know it's cliche, but we're still going to do it. We thrive best on a diet that informs all forms of nutrition, including animals. Yes, I know you vegans say your diet is just a choice to be sensitive to the needs of all living things and blah, 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 blah. Making your own choice is fine. I'm fine with it. I encourage it. I'll buy you vegan chocolates on Valentine's Day, but don't try to force on your influence on other people. You don't like it when I say your decision is stupid, do you? Well, neither do we. You're saying we're cruel for taking advantage of these cute, little, helpless, hapless bees that can't defend themselves. Well, if you really want to help the poor little exploited bees, you're going to have to break one of your own hard set rules and genetically modify them with bigger stingers. Because unless they suddenly develop the ability to talk and be adorable little funny comedians, we're going to do to their little invertebrate exoskeleton tushies what we do to everything else. Use them. Overwork them. Breed them to work even harder so we can overwork them even more, and then eventually turn them into bloodthirsty zombies that take over the world and bring about the apocalypse in the next big Will Smith movie. But that's all okay. Vegans won't eat the honey that give you a ton of vitamins, antibacterial, virus and cancer-killing immunoboosters. They'll get weaker and weaker and won't be able to get between us and the honey. Ha! Survival of the fittest, baby. Survival of the fittest.